I'm Gene DeLisio with a Marshfield Tiger sports update for Thursday, September 4th, from WOSQFM.com. Marshfield Tiger sports team is back in action on Thursday. The Tiger girls tennis team is a meet at Wausau East Thursday at 4 p.m. The Tiger boys and girls cross-country teams compete at the Marathon Invitational on Thursday. That meet begins at 4:30 at Nine Mile Forest. And the Marshfield Tiger volleyball team has a match at Wausau East Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Tiger football team plays Friday night at Rice Lake. Game time, 7 p.m. Our broadcast of that game begins Friday at 6:45 on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. Marshfield Tiger football coach Denny Gadel was a standout high school quarterback at Stanley Boyd High School, then enjoyed good success at quarterback for EW Lacrosse.
You know, Roger Herring, one of the greatest coaches now of college football and in D3 level or whatever level there is. You know, the success I had there was, you know, built a lot upon the people around you again and being able to deal with people. We had great athletes on our team, and, you know, I learned from a couple great seniors that were there. And as a freshman, you learn a lot from people above you, and you had to do that. And got my chance as a sophomore, and that kind of was a big deal because I got to start for 3 years at lacrosse. And I had a lot of success, and just because of the people around you. So, you know, basically, you know, most of my life, it's about, you know, being with people around you and being a people person. I guess you talk a little bit about that, but you really, you know, step back and think about it. You need people to survive, and you need people to make you successful, and you can't do anything on your own, I guess, is a big one.
Marshfield Tiger football coach Denny Gadel. Tigers at Rice Lake on Friday night. Game time, 7 p.m. That broadcast begins Friday at 6:45 on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. That is our Marshfield Tiger sports update for Thursday, September 4th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.